join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, as we welcome you back to the New York City area for more of our Robert and Mary World Travel get-together, it is time for Destination Spotlight number 85 in this popular series of the show. Before we take you up to Niagara Falls, located on the Canadian border with America's 11th state that entered the Union back in 1788, here's a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
And whether it's for the holidays, ski season, business, or maybe some other trip, the team at Travel Pro joins us in saying it's time to get away, and we all want you to travel with the best in 2022. That's why right now they're running their Friends and Family sale that's going to save you 20% plus deliver free shipping to you, so you're going to be all set for your new travels.
Yes, you will. Listen, folks, TravelPro.com. It's another website that you're going to want to check out later this week for Black Friday. Their luggage, it's truly great. Mary and I, we're always on the move with their Platinum Elite collection for both our personal needs and show equipment. Rudy, well, he uses the MaxLite series as he likes its ultra-lightweight styling. TravelPro.com is your place for special show savings, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, now we're headed north in the Empire State as John Percy, CEO of Destination Niagara USA, is ready to go on that show hotline.
Hello, John. Nice to connect with you today for our Destination Spotlight on Niagara Falls.
Well, it's wonderful to be with you both. Thank you. I appreciate being on the show.
Well, we enjoy having you here with us. So I am sure some of our listeners right now are wondering why we chose to feature Niagara Falls as the wintry weather is about to take hold. But, you know, the first reason is because U.S. borders have reopened again to international travelers. And second,
Correct. We've
been told that Christmas in Niagara Falls, specifically at night, is spectacular. So what can you share with us today about that, John?
Well, I think, you know, we've created a whole new program. It used to be Festival Lights years ago. We're creating new program. It's been sort of quiet the last couple of years due to COVID. Next year will be even larger. But sort of an umbrella for a lot of major little events called Jingle Falls during our season here that we are kicking off. And again, this year is much smaller, much quieter than last year, too. When we get into next year of 22 and beyond, and we hope we're back to more normal times, that Jingle Falls will become bigger and better each year as we move forward. You know, we hope to introduce a holiday market and some other items in the future. But just the topography and the landscape and everything around the holiday season here is just magical. When that mist covers the trees and you have a gorgeous sunny day, it could be like one big prism here in Niagara, and it's just absolutely stunning. It's absolutely, I think winter sometimes can outpace summer as far as beauty, and it's hard to decide which is the best, but it really is magical.
So, John, anyone who's ever been to Niagara Falls knows all about the Maid of the Mist tour, but we've enjoyed the state park that you have there, plenty of shopping options. I also can think of Old Fort Niagara. So I'd like to hear what you think are some of maybe the more popular attractions that visitors really are enjoying these days.
Well, and that's a good point. You know, I think you said it, the Maid of the Mist, you know, gets dry docked here in late October, early November, and so everybody thinks, oh, well, Niagara Falls is dried up or they turn off the spigot, and it's not. And, you know, the Cave of the Winds is now open year-round. Cave of the Winds is the walking trip where they build the stairs in the spring. They do take them down in the fall, and they used to close down the attraction. Now the Cave of the Winds is open year-round. It's an abbreviated version, but you still go down below. You still get to walk up to the falls. A lot of times when the snow and ice amass over a period of time, you're going down to see, like, probably 20, 30 feet of snow and ice that have built up over a period of time. You're not going to get that right now because it's still warm out and we're having a beautiful fall. But as winter moves on, it is a sight to see. It is absolutely stunning and gorgeous, and it's really fun to have that open year-round. There's also a new pavilion there that's an indoor pavilion before you even go on the excursion down below called Where the World Meets Here. And it's a wonderful historical perspective of the Cave of the Winds and also some video portion of that, and it's really well done, and they did a fantastic job in taking this new pavilion and changing it, adding it to the whole mix here.
That,
you know, Old Fort Niagara is open year-round, and it can be just as gorgeous with their fires blazing in the old French castle during the winter period, and especially the holiday time. They even decorate a little bit for the holiday time. Lewiston is just adorable to pick up a hot chocolate and a wonderful biscotti from DeCamillo's Bakery and see the village. Mm-hmm. The village is so quaint and all-American. And we have a lot of those little shopping places. There's even a new shop I discovered. It's not new to me in my own community, called Tattered Tulip. This lady has created three new spots under that name of Tedder Tulip. Great spot for shopping.
Well, so you've given people a lot of different little nuggets, and this is why we decided to do that this time of year.
Well,
unfortunately, we've only got 45 seconds with you, so really quick, I'm going to ask you this. Give us one fact or something surprising about Niagara Falls you don't think people around the country may know, and it will entice them to come visit.
You know, since we are talking about winter, and I know we showcased it, but I think is that the water doesn't stop flowing when there's millions of gallons flowing over in the winter period. Again, that the ice bridge may form down below, and that ice bridge is a built-up of ice, and so it looks like you could walk across into Canada across that ice bridge. And the ice buildup almost gives you a feel that the falls are frozen, and they're not. It's just the snow builds up, and you can't see the
water. They have to come and experience that for sure. John, very much appreciate the connection today. Folks, you can find out more, plan your own travels at NiagaraFallsUSA.com. Have a great weekend, John.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks, John. Take care.
All right, NiagaraFallsUSA, folks, .com, and put the A in Niagara. Make sure you do that. That is going to be Destination Spotlight number 85. You can find them all on the homepage of our website. As we approach 11 a.m. Eastern Time, that's it for Hour 1 of the program this week. After these messages, we'll be back with Hour 2. We'll be kicking it off with Trey Bosch, talking Black Friday, Cyber Monday, travel deals that are on tap, Lessa Bend is ahead, the Open Road, Museum Gallery, and a lot more. We're going to get it started in 7 minutes. And don't forget, you can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.